Hello, and welcome to another edition of Clear Path, your roadmap to health and wealth, brought to you by the Transamerica Institute. I'm Greg Tucker. Today, we have again in the studio Hector De La Torre, who is the director of the Transamerica Center for Health Studies. Hector, we're well into 2014, and of course, individuals, families, companies are all faced with having to comply with the Affordable Care Act. But of course, there are naturally some challenges to this, and there continue to be health plans out there that, in fact, do not comply with the requirements of the new health care law. What happens to them?
Originally, those plans were going to be canceled across the board. But back in November, the administration announced that plans that are not ACA compliant, and mostly this is because they do not cover the essential health benefits that are required in the ACA, or their high deductible plans that go beyond the limits that are set in the ACA, that those policies could be kept through 2014 if the states allowed them. What they just recently announced is that those extensions will continue until 2017. So those plans will be in effect, again, if the states allow it, until 2017.
Okay. This only applies to those who are currently insured, of course. And what happens to those non-compliant health plans? They stay active or do they just sort of fade away?
Well, on a state-by-state basis, until 2017, they will be allowed to continue. There'll be a plan and people can pay their premiums and continue to get coverage through those plans. But no new people can buy those plans. So it's only for existing consumers of those plans. And the idea is that over time, you know, those folks will either stay with those plans or move on to something else.
Right. So the message is they should keep them. They're fine to 2017 if they've been exempted through their state, but they should be looking and considering the future. Not all states have the option of the extension, in fact. I believe Maryland and Delaware, for instance, have allowed it, but others haven't. What's the story there?
Well, only 23 states in the country have allowed, and this is from the November extension for 2014, only 23 states allowed those non-ACA compliant plans to continue. So, in fact, most states are not allowing it because insurance is regulated at the state level. The insurance commissioner has to agree to allow these non-ACA compliant plans to continue. In the case of Maryland and Delaware, as you pointed out, they will be allowed to continue.
Okay. Let's talk just for a second about open enrollment, because this March 31st is an important deadline. Quickly give us an overview of what happens April 1st, for instance.
Well, the state exchanges will close on March 31st. So if you're trying to get insurance through a state exchange, you only have until March 31st to enroll. If on April 1st you do not have insurance, whether it's through an exchange, through your employer, or on your own in the traditional insurance market, you will be liable for a tax penalty next year when you do your taxes.
Ouch. A very bad April Fool's joke. So sign up, go on the exchange, and by all means, avoid the penalty. Well, as always, Hector, thanks so much for helping us sort out the complexities of the Affordable Care Act and all that's required of that new law. That's all we have time for today. I'm Greg Tucker for ClearPath, your roadmap to health and wealth, here on WYPR, your NPR news station.